Amen. I'm going to make it no matter what. So we come today, even with that mindset, as we prepare for the word of God, let's bow. Father, we ask even now that in this preaching moment, that you might give us a word that will first and foremost help us and then to help the people. Somebody today had given up, thrown in their towel. But today we come and we remind them to keep on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So today, as we declare your word, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today. If you have your Bibles there, or if you have your devices, turn in the gospel as penned by John. We always say that gospel simply means good news. And don't we need some good news today? John 4, 37 through 39. John 4, 37 through 39. It reads, "Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Reaping the Benefits. Reaping the benefits. As we stand today, our nation celebrates the birthday of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On the 15th was his birthday. The nation celebrates on Monday. It is a time for each of us to reflect on what has been accomplished through a dream. Amen? A dream that Dr. King had for one nation under God. His leadership opened political doors. His leadership opened social doors and made things better for all people. It took a while and it took a fight. His sacrifice cost him his life. He spoke to those who did not have a voice. Amen? Among them, the poor. Among them, the jobless. Among them, the hopeless. I think back to my own parents, Jim and Doris Tooten, there in Live Oak, Florida. They were among, like your parents, those who stood up for the cause of freedom. And as their children, siblings, we did not sit on the sideline. Amen? We didn't just watch what was happening in our communities. We put boots on the ground. We marched to integrate public schools, to open the doors of segregated movie theaters. I may as well just say it. Our theaters were segregated until I was in middle school. Even though schools had been integrated at some point, the movie theaters were still off limits to integration. You would come in across the railroad tracks and go in to the black entrance. Amen? And also this move and this pressing toward the mark opened up public accommodation possibilities. Amen? We know that in the South, it seemed that the wheels of justice turned very slowly. We were among the last to integrate, among the last to recognize the full rights of all people. But through it all, one thing that we learned, to trust in Jesus and to trust in God. Aren't you glad about that today? That you know the God that you serve is a God who makes a difference. Amen? The Bible reminds us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. With all your ways, acknowledge him and he will do what? He will direct your path. That's a great thing to remember in this life. Dr. King often spoke about going to the promised land, about getting into this place that God had prepared. He certainly was one who spoke the word of God, certainly one who lived the word of God. And it was in that time he made reference to the people of Israel. There in the wilderness, God had promised them a land that flows with milk and honey. And while Moses did not get in, Joshua took them to the other side. Above all, I believe that fighting for freedom has led to progress. Amen? Call me Mr. Optimistic, call me Mr. Hopeful, but I believe that things are better than what they were. Progress in the form of opportunities for all people. Progress that guides us to a divine destination. And this morning, I believe that we are reaping the benefits of what so many fought for. I believe today that we stand on their collective shoulders. I can't begin to list the number of benefits which have come my way. Oh, yes, God has been faithful, and not just to me. He's been faithful to you. Thank God for an opportunity, but being able to take advantage of it to the glory of God. Now, when I say reap, I mean to benefit from something that we didn't necessarily work for. You know, farmers know what it means to sow and to reap. In our text today, we go to the Gospel of John, and there in the fourth chapter, Jesus and his disciples are heading to Galilee. On their way there, they take a shortcut, get off the main interstate, and Jesus gets to a place as holy man and holy God. He is tired. And while his disciples go in town to eat, he goes by the well to get a drink of water. It is at the well that he meets a Samaritan woman. A conversation ensues, and it goes from talking about water to a different kind of water. She knew he had nothing to draw with and was curious as to why this man would come at this time to this place. But he had something else in mind. That conversation at the well changed her life. Do you recall your encounter with Jesus, your literal well that the Lord met you and turned your life around? Oh, you may not have called it a well, but there came a point, I pray, in life that you had a little talk with Jesus and you told him all about your struggle. And when you didn't tell him, he already knew. Amen? This woman ran back into town and told the town folk, I met a man who did not read my palm, but told me everything about myself. Now, his disciples back on the scene, they are perplexed about what's going on. They did not realize that spiritual seeds had been planted. So Jesus focused on their role and their responsibility and the end results. Verse 37 says, thus the saying, one sows, another reaps is true. When you play a role, it may be at your job, it may be on a sports team, you have a particular position. Maybe you're from Hollywood and you play on the big screen or you are on the stage, but every person has a role to play, even in the kingdom of God. So Jesus tells his disciples that one sows. Now keep in mind, this is a farming community, so Jesus often spoke to what he saw around him. One sows and another reaps. One plants the seeds, another gathers them up in some form or fashion. Can I take you back down to Live Oak, Florida? And most summers we spent in the tobacco fields, $6, $7, $8 a day, but under 100 degree weather, we would do what? We would harvest tobacco. Now, the plants had gone up some time ago, and we were there to pick tobacco, or as we called it, to crop it. Well, I could give you a position right now on what it meant to be bent over all day long, but we didn't think much of it. Well, some of my folk down in Florida know about that. Amen? But the people in the text were ripe for picking. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, Paul tells the people that this is what you ought to see. They were trying to compare the work of Paul and the work of Apollos, he let them know in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, I have planted. Apollos watereth, but God gives the increase. For a successful harvest, we must be in the proper role, and God has to be in the mix. Amen? In reaping benefits, we must know our role. And God has given you something to do for this season. But also, there's a responsibility that comes along with being a follower of Jesus Christ. Verse 38 says, I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the labor of their benefit. Our responsibility refers to what we are called to do. Amen. Some of y'all remember back in the day when you had chores, and maybe you still have them. Oh, Lord. Chores you did not get paid for. You just did the chores because you were eating in the house. Oh, I know I'm sounding old and fogey. Do the dishes. Why? There's no dishwasher. Amen. Make your bed. Amen. Things that we would do, but there was a responsibility, a task, and a duty. Jesus reminded those disciples that they had been given an assignment in which they had not earned. They had not hit a lick. They had not done the heavy lifting, and the same can be said of us. Aren't you glad for the grace of Jesus Christ that he still uses us in spite of us? I like that. We benefit from what others have done, not just in the movement, but blood, sweat, and tears. And I've been thinking all week about this, that we come along in this particular season not knowing what it used to be like. Amen. You've heard the stories of old. The struggle is real, but thank be to God that we're able today to reap the benefit of what others have done. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We don't have a lazy faith. God calls us to do something. Amen. God calls us to get off the seat of do nothing and to try to impact somebody's life. It's not all about you. Oh my God, we're sitting fat because we have done what? We have reaped the benefits of what others have done. And so I believe that we have a responsibility to love, a responsibility to seek peace, a responsibility to work toward joy among all people. But we can't lose sight that results come by way of old school evangelism. Verse 39 in John 4 says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I did. The gospel writer makes this observation. He seeks the first-hand effects of evangelism, that seeds were planted in that particular town. The woman had shared her encounter, and that's her testimony, and others were changed because of it. There was a domino effect, amen, that somebody told somebody, and then somebody told somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ. Have you told anybody lately about the good news of Jesus Christ? Have you told anybody what the Lord has done for you? Evangelism is when the Lord uses us. Yes, you and I, to do what? To convince other people of the need to become a Christian. Don't be afraid now. Don't freeze up and talk about everything but what it means to be a Christian. This is Harvest Christian Ministries. Amen. And I pray to God today that you won't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and don't mumble and stumble. I am a Christian. Amen. Oh, blessed be to God today. And we're not to force them, but to share with them what the Lord has done in our life. You got a thing that you want to share with somebody about the goodness of Jesus? Yeah, don't send a TikTok video, but send a video saying, listen here, the Lord has made a way for me out of no way. Not TikTok that in the name of Jesus. But I count it a great privilege to be able to share with someone in some way the goodness of Jesus Christ. Why? Because I have benefited from a life in which God has led me and guided me and kept me to the glory of God. Matthew 28, 19, we call it the Great Commission. Go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. I hear Deacon Jarrett Waller. That's his main theme. Pastor, we got to make disciples. Dick, you own it. Amen? Make disciples. What's your role in your responsibility? It is to make disciples. Amen? To the glory of God. Disciples of every nation, and your nation may be your home. Your nation may be your job, and your nation may be your community. We are reaping the benefits. We are benefiting from the works of the Dr. Kings of our day. And you know what? I am so glad that Dr. King knew the King of Kings. Amen? You wouldn't embark on the ministry he did if you did not know the Lord. My God, his house was bombed, and there were assassination attempts. And, of course, we know in April of 68, he was killed by an assassin's bullet. But thank God he did not stop the mission that he had been put on. King had to know the King. Oh, blessed be the God. He knew the King of glory. He knew the King who died on an old rugged cross. And he knew the King who got up as promised on the third day morning with all power in his hand. When we follow Jesus, check this out, we can expect a different benefit package. No, you won't get a company car. Sorry to bust your bubble. Or a salary bump or a bonus for your good work. Your meals won't be subsidized. Or you won't have the top of the line health insurance. There won't be any tuition reimbursement. And there won't be any education assistance. And no extra retirement benefits. Those are fringe benefits. But aren't you glad today that God has given you some faith benefits? Oh, it's a nice package. You get eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's a faith benefit. You get to walk one day the streets that have been paved with gold. That's a faith benefit. And I hear that every day is Sunday. That's also a faith benefit. But most of all, you get to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day to be able to sing this song with the saints. Oh, I want to see him, to look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Anybody want to rejoice today? The fact that God has kept you, you can rejoice knowing that, yeah, not just based on where you are materially. My God, growing up, we didn't have low, middle, and upper income. You just had what you had to the glory of God. But thank God you can walk with the King today. Thank God you can give the King glory. Thank God you can crown the King, because the song says to crown him with many crowns. The Bible says the elders will be there throwing their crowns at the feet of Jesus. Thank God today, if I walk around with joy in my heart, it's because I have been reaping the benefits of what God continues to do in my life. I don't know about you, but I'm going to bless somebody. Blessed be the God today for all the great things he continues to do, reaping the benefits. Don't look like you've done all of that. Your resume is really padded. But when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for you, you are reaping the benefits. That is the word of God today. it is already blessed. Take a moment even now, right where you are, as you think about what the Lord has done in your own experience. Take a moment to pause today and to begin to ask yourself the question, if the Lord Jesus Christ returned today, would I go with him? Or would I be waiting for my app to direct me to the next available person? I pray even now that as we come to this point of the worship experience, that you might begin to search your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner saved by grace. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible reminds us that we shall be saved today. Lord, it is our prayer today that you might save one and save them to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All we need to do is just give the Lord a yes. That's what he wants. He does not want a maybe so. He does not want to get back with me. He wants yes. He don't want to check with me later. And I bless God for that today. And even as you think about where God has brought you from, just say yes, Lord. And from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, that my soul says yes, my God, yes to your will and yes to your way. And let me tell you, the Lord will continue to supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. At this point, I want to thank each of you for taking a moment to join us today live from the Harvest House. Thank you for your love. And we thank you for what you have done by way of your prayers and by way of your giving. The opportunity for you to give, and you've done just that to make this place possible. And we thank you. I always say that there is no amount too small and no amount too large. After all, you are reaping the benefits. Amen? Amen. So we bless the Lord today. And as always, we thank those who have joined us. Just a couple of us in here. Me and the family, but they've been so faithful to come out on this cold January morning to make sure the broadcast gets on the air. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day in the Lord. We love you much.